Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear on News Radio WRVA. There I am. Good morning, everybody. Our thanks to John Reed for stopping by the program. We've talked with Governor Glenn Youngkin. Governor George Allen will join us here in just a little bit. See, I'm flexing a little bit because I'm trying to impress Tanya J. Powers because I asked her to come on this morning to talk about daylight savings time and whether we should keep it or get rid of it or why we have it in the first place. Let's do that right now because, again, don't forget, tonight's Halloween and we've got to set the clocks back, right? It's fall. We set them back. Let's talk about all of this with Tanya J. Powers of Fox News, our guest here on News Radio WRVA. I set them back, correct?
Yeah, on Sunday.
On Sunday.
If you set them back tonight, you're just going to be a little bit late for things tomorrow. but you know, you can just tell everybody you're on trend before everybody else is. So
that's,
you know,
right.
It's okay.
So
yeah,
why do we have daylight savings time? Tell me that.
Well, daylight saving time was a thing that started around World War I. The idea was to save coal and boost productivity, apparently. And Congress passed it, got rid of it, and then brought it back during World War II. So we've been doing this a long time. And about twice a year, at least, people are like, why do we do this again? Why are we going through this? Why is it dark at 4 o'clock for the whole winter? Like, what is happening? And it's one of those things where, you know, twice a year we, you know, have to go figure out how to set the clock on the microwave again, because you have to, you know, fall back in November, adding more daylight in the morning. You know, of course, you spring forward around March and you get more daylight in the summer evenings, which, you know, a lot of people do miss. A lot of people are, you know, when this happens in November, kind of like, oh, I know that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been sort of mentally kind of trying to come to grips with the fact that it's going to be dark a lot sooner. We're not going to have, like, the, you know, the nice evening hours where there's sunlight and there's, you know, the sunset is at, like, you know, 6 o'clock or 7 or whatever. And, you know, now it's just going to be dark when we get off work.
It's just depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, for a lot of people, it is not something to play around with. It does contribute in the winter to, you know, seasonal depression and things like that. So, matter of fact, I have a segment on this evening's Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast where we're going to be talking about daylight saving time and the effect that has on your health. You know, either sleep interruptions or, you know, maybe people aren't getting out to do as much an activity in the evenings because it's dark, you know, fewer people are, you know, going to go for a run or go for a long walk or something like that because, you know, it's dark earlier. That also has an effect on your health. And we're going to be talking to a cardiologist about that. It'll drop this evening around 6 o'clock.
So is there any appetite? I know Peter Ducey had asked Donald Trump in his first few days in office, are we going to get rid of daylight savings times? Because it's something that he had spoken about on the campaign trail. And I know that Congress had talked about that. Is there any appetite let's just set it at one time of year and just keep it across the country?
Yeah, I mean, there has been talk by him on the campaign trail, at least, you know, before. We've heard a lot about that. He has previously supported the idea of eliminating daylight saving time. In a Truth Social post in December of last year, he said the Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight saving time. He said daylight saving time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. Earlier this year, he said it was a toss-up and it was hard to get support for. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, in 2019, he said the same thing he said in April, that the House and Senate should push for more daylight at the end of the day. So he's said some things about it in the past, but as far as, like, you know, will this actually get done, that's a different thing.
I guess he's kind of busy, you know, going to Asia, you know, trying to deal with what's going on in the Middle East, Ukraine. There's that thing I've heard about. I'm not really sure if it's true or not. That shutdown thing in D.C. I've heard something about. So, I mean, I guess he can get to when he gets to it, right?
You know, it. You're right. There is a lot going on in the U.S. as well as globally. We do have a government shutdown, and, you know, there's a lot of talk. Matter of fact, a couple of my stories this morning are on the SNAP benefits stopping as of tomorrow if a judge doesn't rule, you know, to force the administration to give the money out. So, yeah, there's a few things happening.
See, in Virginia, we don't have to worry about that because our governor found a surplus and our benefits will continue as of Saturday for the time being, thanks to Governor mm-hmm. Youngkin. But speaking of states, I did come from a state in Arizona where we never changed time. But that was weird because half the time we are Pacific, half the time we are Mountain. So it would mess up your TV habits of what time the NFL started during the football season.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because that's one of the things I have kind of pointed out when I've been talking to stations this morning, as there are states and the territories don't observe it either. I think all of the territories maybe. But Hawaii and Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, also don't observe daylight saving time. So I think that's interesting that I've never actually talked to anybody that lived in a place that didn't do it. So I love hearing that.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing because you don't have to figure out how to change the time in your car. You don't have to have the blinking light in your microwave. You don't have to do anything else. But when I first moved there, so I've lived in Arizona twice. And both times, like mm-hmm. the first 2 years being there, I'm like, oh, daylight savings time. And I actually went and changed all the clocks in the house before I remembered, oh, wait a minute, we don't change time. And I had to swap them all back. But it makes your life so much easier other than football starts earlier, football starts later, and it just you have to live your life by I'm either lining up with Los Angeles or Denver to see what time it is around the rest of the country. But the interesting thing, Tanya, is if you have mm-hmm. family members in a different state, you have to remember that when you call them. So when I call my brother in California, I'm either calling him right at 5 or he's saying, hey, stop calling me. I'm still at work. It's only 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You would have to kind of remember that. But I think it would be interesting to live in a place that didn't have to set your clocks back and forth.
Oh, because nobody likes doing that. That's stressful. I don't remember. Oh, where's that little piece of paper? Now I got to look on ChatGPT to figure out how to change the clocks. Or the worst thing is some clocks change automatically if they're smart clocks or smartphones. Others don't. And you have to remember mm-hmm. which is smart, which is dumb. Otherwise, you're going to be late.
Yes. Yeah, you do have to keep an eye on that. I like the fact that my devices change. It's just that pesky microwave that I have to go in and reset.
You know what? Thank goodness that it's 2025 and we don't have VCRs anymore.
I know. I was the only one in my house that could program hours, so I do feel a little bit smart. But, you know, you're right about that.
All right. Hey, I know you're busy, but I know you have lots of reports on that. But you were filing about daylight savings time. Like, oh, good. We get to bring Tanya on, by the way. I forgot to tell you, happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween. I hope you have a wonderful time. Any ideas for the costume tonight? Are you dressing up?
Well, we dressed up the other day. I dressed up as a baseball umpire because I actually had the clothes in the closet, so I didn't have to go buy anything. But I did go make up little special gift bags for the five kids that live next door to us. And then one of my coworkers lives around the corner in the new house that we moved into, so she's a neighbor. So I got her kids special bags as well. And then I'm just handing out as much chocolate as I can.
You're gonna be a favorite in the neighborhood for sure.
Hopefully they won't be egging my car. That's what I'm really, really hoping for. Tanya J. Power, Fox News. Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it. Appreciate you more than you'll ever know when you come on the program. And I'll catch up with you soon.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Tanya J. Power joining us here. Would you like to get rid of daylight savings time? Is this the Illuminati controlling us through daylight savings time so we can't? Is this AI overlords controlling you through daylight savings time? I'll throw this out. Listen, there's so much going on in the world today. We got elections, we got gerrymandering, we got a government shutdown. We got Halloween. Just take a little bit of a breather, relax for a minute. Just tell me, do you like daylight savings time? Yes or no? Would you like to be like Arizona where they never have to change their clocks? They just live the same life all the time. Or what is it? And by the way, there's some states, in Florida, for instance, the state is in two different time zones. The panhandle of Florida is in one time zone. Miami's in another. So if you're in Florida and you drive from Miami, St. Pete, Orlando, Gainesville, by the time you get up to Tallahassee and you come around the Big Bend like you're heading west, half of the state is in a different time zone. So when they have elections in Florida, they can't call the state until the central time zone. So you can't even get your election results back because of all of that. What do you think? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. By the way, speaking of the election, we will have special election night coverage. I believe Jeff Katz, myself, Charles Pyle, we will all be on the air with you as the election results come in throughout the evening. So you want to make sure if you're not in front of your television, you're running around, you're working, or you want to hear what we have to say, we'll do that for you on election night. We'll continue. It's News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.